Alex left to visit his great aunt Heidi because she had a library filled with books. The library's shelves held books on every subject. There were books on rocks and books on clocks. There were books on mountains and books on fountains. But the one thing that made Aunt Heidi's library really special was library elves. Library elves are rare little creatures. Most people think they are extinct, but a few still exist. Many of them live behind the books on the shelves of Aunt Heidi's library. Alex discovered the elves on one blustery winter afternoon when he was searching for the shelves for a book about airplanes. He'd climb all the way to the top of the library ladder, and he was straining to reach a thick book when suddenly he heard a voice. It was a warm and friendly voice. "Here you go," the voice said, and Alex felt the book he'd been reaching for pop into his hands. Alex tumbled off the ladder. He would have hit the stone floor with a hard thud had it not been for the library elf's magic. The elf cast a magic spell that stopped him an inch from the ground, and then set him down gently. "Thanks," Alex said to the little elf. "I owe you one." The elf peered down from his shelf at Alex. He wore a felt cap and a sweater knitted in several colors. "Yes, you do," the elf said. "I would like you to read that book to me." Alex looked at the book in his hands. He'd forgotten all about airplanes. When the elf first spoke to him, "Okay," Alex said. Then he sat down in a cushy chair in front of the fire and started to read. He read several chapters without looking up. When he finally looked up, he saw a dozen library elves sitting on the braided rug in front of him. All the elves were listening intently. "Don't stop," they told him. "Read, read, read." Alex read to them long into the night. He finished the book and looked up to find the library elves were gone. They had vanished as soon as he had read the last word on the last page.